such a polite way of saying, please be quiet, isn't it? Glad you're greeting each other, glad you're here. Weren't quite sure how many of us would be gathering with it being bank holiday and a big bunch away at big church festival. But any messages from anybody there? They're having a good time or they want to come home? No? Good. There are, I think, 9 postcards placed in front of you. If you see one, leave it alone. don't pick it up, don't read it, don't tear it into shreds. That's for a lot later. But if you're visiting, really welcome. We have an all-age service this morning. Creches available for you to take your younger ones to if at any point you feel you need to, but lots of things in here, hopefully, to work at a fast pace, let's say. So don't close your eyes because you might miss the next thing. But real, real welcome. Please stand and sing a song that I think was sort of, there was a comment from one of our 1930s saying, we haven't sung this for a long time. So here we go. Just so you have some idea what I'm praying about, we're going to include prayers for Rob and Adele in that. There's no issue because one's sitting here and one's sitting there. That Adele comes back from maternity leave on Tuesday. Let's see what we get for the next one. And Rob goes on to parental leave because he didn't actually have the baby, to parental leave from tomorrow, I think, technically. So pray for them, their family, for grandma, and all of the connections as we pray. But let's pray. Lord, before we come to that, we recognize these are times of trial, times of famine, times of darkness, and we ask you through your Holy Spirit to touch people who can make decisions to change those situations. Father, we pray for those different parts of the world that just so need your hand, your presence, and your love. And Father, we pray for those away at church festival that have a real time of being blessed by you, of enjoying themselves, of getting closer to you, closer to each other. And we thank you, even though it's a couple of weeks back, for the time we had at Dane Hill for our young people. Thank you for the things that you grew into their lives, and we bless you for all of that. We pray for Rob and Adele and Ezra and Andy and wider family as circumstances change overnight. Again, that I really know you in all of the things they do in family, in ministry, which is all the same thing. Lord, really bless them. Bless us as we worship you this morning. These are the days of the harvest, and help us as we look and listen to finding your way. In Jesus' name, amen. We have an advert, I think. Okay. Maybe biased, saying that today is a picnic visit to the glorious village of Gamlingay. Who's never been to Gamlingay in their life? Really? You've all been to Gamlingay? I don't mean driven through it at 60 mile an hour like most people do, but actually visit. So anyway, we have a picnic starting at 4 o'clock. The Eco Hub is like the community centre. I don't think it's got what three words, so I couldn't put that up for you. Massive field area. Heather is going to take you on a guided walk of about 45 minutes around the different paths, which basically avoids me having to go, because I'm the key holder that enables anybody who comes to get to the very necessary toilet facilities. So there's car parking there. Bring your chairs to sit on, your rugs. If you have dinner of an evening, why not arrive promptly for 4 o'clock, bring your starter with you, and go home and eat the rest of your dinner. But it would be great to see as many people as possible. There is a skateboard park. You need to bring your own, obviously. There's room to fly aeroplanes and all that sort of thing. And I'm pretty certain there are no football or cricket matches on this afternoon. The playground is adjacent, very accessible. Lots of different things for different ages. So if you're free this afternoon, 4 till 6 o'clock, 6:30 or so, that would be brilliant if you could come. The other notice, and you are all my witnesses at this point, okay? In case Ali says, did he give that notice out when I wasn't there? The greatest storybooks that you may have ordered are over here. They have names on. Gillian and David and all sorts of people. Somebody seems to have ordered quite a lot, and it looks like there's one spare one. So it would be very good if you could pick those up after the service to take your own. Okay, this is sort of aimed at boys and girls, but actually, as with all age, I hope you'll all engage. Kevin, have I got the clicker? Yes, I have. So, who's got their bracelet on? Well, you did have when you came in the car this morning. Is it just Kevin? A round of, and at the back? Two rounds of applause then. Come on, two rounds of applause. So, this is something we did during Holiday Club, if you weren't around or if you're visiting, a way of just remembering the Jesus story. Green, should we do shout out or put your hand up? Shout out, green. God, yes. Black. Should we shout out except for Ellen? You're leading really well. Black. Ellen, what's black? Okay, blue. Jude. Well, Ellen pointed at you. God sent Jesus to fix things for us. Red. Really is quite a clue with the colour there. Paul. Jesus died for our sins and rose again.
Can we just say sorry?
Oh. Where'd that come? Was that you or me? That was me. White. You were looking. We can say sorry and join his team. And yellow. Now we can be friends with God forever. We're feeling really encouraged, aren't we, Alan, that everybody has remembered it so well. Okay, all together then. No. All together. God made the world and it was good. People sinned and spoiled their friendship with God. God sent Jesus to fix things for us. Jesus died for our sins and rose again. We can say sorry and join his team. Now we can be friends with God forever. Two songs to really celebrate that. What we're trying to get into today is places where maybe God has been really special to you, you've found more about him, but also just the world that we live in, isn't it great? Let's stand and worship together. do sit down. You may have, or may not, have spotted about a week ago, via Church Suite, we put out a note asking for photos. We have some photos. The whole idea was somewhere you really love, you'd really like to go to, you'd really like to be there, and so on. But this is going to be split into two, not yet. These, I think it's three or four, images do have people in them. So if you are related to those people, sit on your hands or zip your lips or whatever the appropriate phrase is, while we try and work out between us where it might be. It might even help if you know who the people are. So let's have a look at the first one. The original is brighter. Right, so let's break it down. Is it inland? You sure? Is it sea or lake? Who likes seas? Who likes going and being by the sea? Who likes swimming in lakes or sailing on them with a fishing rod on the back of the boat? Yeah? Who thinks they know where it is, other than those that actually know? Shout out. A fjord in Norway. That's what I thought when I saw it. Then I thought, I know these people. They've never been to Norway. All right, I'll give you a clue. It's England. Lake District. It's sort of sunset-y. Somerset. No, right. No, we're giving up. Venice, you were the one that sent this in, I think. Where is she? She's gone out. Where is it, Kevin? It's in Devon. Coombe Martin. Okay. Let's do one. So, thanks, Venice. Next one. Well, it said with people in it. Can anybody see any clues in the picture? No, I left the words there on purpose because I knew you might be a bit slow. Yeah.
England.
They are. It's not England. I think there's one sort of building in there. Who said Australia? How do you know that? Have you been?
We watch a lot of Bluey.
You watch it? We watch a lot of Bluey. See, this is all going to be deep and meaningful. It says Bluey's got lots of good messages. And it's on iPlayer. And it's... You can pay for it as well. So, in case you don't know, stand up, Caitlin. Just there you go. Is Jensen up there? Stand up, Jensen, so they can actually see your visage. There you go. And the clue is obviously Sydney. That, I believe, was high up on a bridge. Is that right? That's on the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Not quite the top. You were too chicken to go all the way to the top. Right. So, has anybody, I know we have various engineers here, been really, really high up on a bridge as part of their work or whatever? Nick must have done some sort of sound test.
Not on a bridge.
Not that high up.
Canary Wharf.
Canary Wharf, yeah? Inside. Outside. That is scary. Anybody been way, way high on the bridge? I was actually, Australia again, was watching the cricket a couple of years ago, and I think it's the Melbourne Stadium. If you got bored with the game, you could go for a walk on the top of the stands on the outside. Who loves being in high places? Oh, not many. Who is actually never wanting to be in a really high place with a big drop? You're not listening. Okay, and I think might be one more. I assumed that permission was granted to put people on the screen by the person who sent me the photo. So, this is trying to pick up on the lovely place to be, but you don't really want to be there when it's like this. Any clues about where it might be?
Scotland.
Scotland Lake District. Any other? No? Can anybody recognise anybody in it? Who are you pointing at, Ellen? Rob? Margaret? Where is it, Margaret?
The Lake District.
The Lake District. And it's always like that in the Lake District?
It always rains in the Lake District.
There you go. There you go. Okay, next slide. Or next, right. What's there? This is part of Psalm 16. And it says, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So first of all, I need to know if anybody recognizes that last verse, but in a slightly different version. Heather. One of your favourites, isn't it? You know it like that? Can't blame me. Yeah, okay. You've made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I pick this for us to look at just for a minute or two. Phrases like pleasant places are not sort of everyday language, are they? Oh, it's a nice place to go. I'm really happy here. It's excellent. So let yourself just think about some of those places. I better not say where you'd rather be than here now, but places that you really love to be. What it is about those places, whether it's quietness, whether it's noisiness, whether it's full of energy because you're walking across the hills. And I pick this because God is with us wherever we are, whatever those pleasant places are, or even, or maybe especially, what those difficult places are, that God is there with us. But there's a real clue here. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord with him at my right hand. I will not be shaken. We can't just be macho and clever and think we'll be all right. We can work it out. We can think it all through. We just need to rest on God and be in those pleasant places. There will be places, I know, where you've sat and you've read your Bible or you've opened an app or whatever and you've just felt God so close. Just ask God to bring that to you. So God just feels so close to you and you know you are close with him. So, a few more photos. Pictures without people, so no clues. A lake, a sea. A beach. Beach, yep. A hut, yep. You should sit on the front row. It's really interesting down here. Yep. Which country might we be in? England, Scotland, Ireland, or Wales? No. Ellen, why did you give me this picture? Lock Inch in Scotland. How far round? A long way. No. Lots of memories. That's Scotland. Oh. There we go. England, Scotland, Ireland, or Wales? Facing which direction? And what can you see in the background? Sky. Are you sure it's sky? The person who gave it me said, this is a view looking out across the fields to the sea in Wales. Didn't you, Kevin? Kevin knows he sent me that photo and where it was. Oh. And are you on commission? And have we got another one? Right, so that one's a bit different, isn't it? Wales? Do you think Wales? Might be Wales. Any clues? Inland? Flowing into the sea? Anyone being anywhere like it? You think you've been there? If it was sent in by your family, that suggests that your mother and father are organised. No, they didn't send any photos in. Who likes waterfalls? Ooh, that's just about a winner of the lot. Tell us about this waterfall. Hang on, sorry, because this is actually, we paid for this today, so.
It's called the Bernavat. It's quite close to Balmoral Castle. John and I go on holiday to Scotland every year for about the last 38 years. And this is one of our favourite places. And up until very recently, we've always climbed that waterfall and gone along the stream that's at the top of it for quite a long way. But a definite favourite.
Brilliant. Anybody been to High Force? You have been there? Is it in Yorkshire? Teesdale? It's up north. It's in England. Fantastic waterfall. So, lots of places, memories, places you really want to go to, places you're excited by. Let's have a look at these few words from Deuteronomy. Oh, sorry. Oh, I missed the favourite one. Who's been there? It says Victoria Place, 01767 313 896, and then the website and the opening hours. And in the bit that you can't quite see because it's a bit faded, it says dental practice. Who loves going to the dentist? There's one person with a hand up who absolutely is terrified of going to the dentist, and I really don't want you to relive that that moment just now. So let's put it more mild. Who doesn't mind going to the dentist because you know you have to? Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of things like that. So I think we should be ready for the next one. Oh, there's another one. Sorry. So that's where they were. That is you behind, blocked out. Because that, sorry, you've come in the wrong order. I was going to get you to guess who it was. So you actually kayaked under the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Yeah? Who was best at it, Jensen? You? Yeah, I thought so. So lots of places, lots of adventures. And who recognises this that isn't in the family? Oh, you recognise it, dear. You've been there. No. Well, you've been there. This was where John and Enid lived in France. So this is our only international bit today. Is that a very old photo, John? How do you define old? Sorry? 2015. That's fairly old, isn't it? So a few people have been there, and again, it's about sometimes, isn't it, not just the place, but who we're going with. So let's have a little look at a bit more scripture. I've given Kevin a dreadful job because he's got about 7 different PowerPoints to keep opening and closing, so well done. This is from Deuteronomy. It's about Moses. And Moses was sharing with the people. The people are not always great listeners, don't always want to hear what God has to say. But it says this: east of the Jordan, in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law, saying, "The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, 'You have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I've given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them.'" I was going to ask somebody to read that so it wasn't just my voice again. Then I realized it was one of those with all sorts of words in that may have a bit of difficulty. Mountains, the mountain, going up the mountain, a place of worship, a place of meeting with God, a place of being near to him. And what an interesting phrase. You've stayed long enough at this mountain. In other words, you've worshipped, you've learnt, you've shared, you've had fellowship, you've found out more about God, you've had a good time together. It's time to move. It's time to move on. It's time to go out to all sorts of people who need to know about Jehovah, as we sung earlier. And all of these different places. A couple of days ago, I was feeling in a really mean mood. I was going to put a map up and get you to come and show me where all these places are. So your homework is to open Deuteronomy 1 and just look at the spread and the different types of places that God was calling his people to move out into. He's calling us to move out into all sorts of different places, share his good news. Great fun to do the Jesus story, the Jesus bracelet. That's the tip of the iceberg with the opportunities that we've got to share God's love and God's word. So those places that you love to go, just imagine someone coming to those places with you who's just come to know Jesus for the first time, and how that would change that atmosphere, that presence there, but enable you to worship him. And it's only because, cue music, it's only because God's love is so great for us, cue music, that God's love is so great for us that we can relax in his presence. It's not a big job to be done. He's sending us out and we go in the flow of his spirit with him with us. Two songs to sing. There are actions if you want to do them.
This is the traditional version. So.
The traditional version?
Apparently.
Let your light shine and let
As lots of you know, we had Holiday Bible Club this year. It's not something that you easily get out of your head for a few weeks afterwards. And thinking of places we've been and journeys we've been, it just naturally took me back to one of our memory verses, which we can't do because we've got the wrong guitarist. Oh! And there is a lot of dancing and moving in it, which is too hot for that. And it's Sunday, and anyway. John 14, verse 6. No, no looking it up. Is your hand up, Anna, or are you resting? You bought it! John 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am, because they were all like that. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. We tried to do the songs to help them. In the song, the ands were missing, and children were telling me the memory verse. Jesus said, I am the way, truth and the life. Obviously, they don't teach commas these days. Jesus said, I am the way. Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus said, I am the life. The way and the truth and the life. It's a whole package showing us where to go, who to trust in, what to believe in, to live that life. We've had a bit of fun with pictures and so on, but for all of us, just to grab hold of, God's got a way for every single one of us. He's got stuff that he wants to teach us. He's got life that he wants to give us. And as we are just able to reflect on this massive world and the thousands of places we could have had pictures from, he is in every one of those places. And the millions and millions of people we might meet, he is with all of those. And I just want it to be said quietly, look for his way, take his way, follow him, and see how it really leads to fantastic life through the Holy Spirit in Jesus. I'm going to sing a song that is obviously going to be about the way.
You are. working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. You never stop.
Sit down. One more thing to do. Around the room there are about 9 postcards. Boys and girls, could you go and get those postcards that are hidden in front of people? People who've got a postcard in front of you, wave it about. Don't make them climb all over you to find it. There's one. There's one. Oh, there's one over there. There are definitely some here somewhere. There are some in every section. Yeah, hang on with it. Stay with it. Come here. Stay with me. Stay with me. Get them the right way. Yep. Oh, somebody's waving over there. Yep. Come on then. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Hello. Right. Can you hold it like this above your head? Yeah, like you're holding a hat on your head. Yeah? Where'd you find that one? Okay. That says me. That says paths. Oh, there's some more here. That says show. It's got a capital letter. That says Lord, but Lord always has a capital letter. Me. Oh, we've got 2 me's. Is that a your?
That's way.
That's a your. And there's another your. Right, can you get in order, please, as to what it says? Emily, come and sort them out. Yeah, and Denise can help you from that end. The first one starts with a capital letter. Oh, where's that come from? If you say show, show.
So me?
Me?
What about what we've got? We've got ways, but paths. We've got your,
Oh, your.
Your over here.
Oh, here's your.
Oh, yeah, do you want to stand over
here? You come in there. Yeah.
So we've got show, me, your. What are we doing next?
Ways.
Ways or paths?
I think.
Emily knows her Bible, Ruth. And at ways. Well, ways can go in then.
Okay. And then what have we got next? Are we missing one? Oh, I think we might need teach next.
Where are we going?
Yeah, maybe after class here. And then what have you got? Did you just say me? Do you think it makes sense to say Show me your cards. Teach me. Do you want to stand next to me?
Yeah, come stand by, Venice. Yeah, you come up this end.
What have we got next then? What have we got next? Can you show us? We've got there. We've got Lord, and we've got, what have we got here? Ways. What do we think we need to have next? Lord or Ways? Hand up for Lord, hand up for Ways. Ways, let's put Ways at the end. And then we've got, we've still got Lord. Show me your heart. Let's have your four ways. Yeah. And then maybe we've
you
got
hold
Lord
two.
At the end.
Yeah. Right, this way. Yeah.
Oh, shall I?
Yeah.
Can you
stand over here right at the end?
Right.
Lovely.
Right, hold them up nice and high. Nice and high so the people can see them. Ready? After three. One, two, three. Again, show
me your hearts, teach me your ways, Lord.
Put them down, everybody. Again.
Show me your hearts, teach me your ways, Lord.
Thank you. If you want some prayer after anything that's gone on with you and the Lord this morning, space over here, tea and coffee through there. Show me your ways, Lord. Amen.